It's hard to sort of really discuss who's favourites at this stage, but I think they do have the advantage of having played some pretty intense international cricket through the last couple of months. And we haven't played, unfortunately, we had a tour cancelled and we've had quite a lot of rain, so we haven't played nearly as much. And I think it's always an advantage to go into a series match sharp and match tight. So they've certainly got that in their favour and must have gained a lot of confidence and momentum out of the quality cricket that they played in South Africa. Look, we're hoping that it's not going to be a factor. It's not like we're coming out of an off-season. The boys have been playing a lot of domestic cricket. We have set up quite a number of domestic matches and practice matches. So really hoping that it's not going to be a problem. I think it is more of a problem when you come out of an off-season and have to try and switch things on. The skills, etc., they've been implementing the skills. It's just now perhaps at a slightly higher pressure situation. Yeah, I mean, just to agree with you, it is a huge loss. Mahela makes such a difference to the team in all areas, and fantastic to have him around the dressing room, fantastic to have him out there in the middle, his cool head, his wise head. And, of course, his batting makes a huge difference. So it is a tough not to have him around, but at the same time, Sri Lanka cricket has to learn to get on without Mahela. We have had a few series recently, tough series, where we've had either Mahela or Sanga injured, and we've had to get on with it with the other fellas, and we've played pretty well, all things considered. So all the players that we have here are very capable of putting in match-winning performances at this level. I think any tour that you play or any series that you play in, getting the initial upper hand is absolutely crucial, and psychologically it makes a big difference, especially when you're away from home. If you can draw first blood, you're sort of on your way. So it is important. I think both sides are probably have quite a big sort of look ahead at the T20 World Cup and thinking about that. And, of course, getting some positive results here is just brilliant for momentum working towards the T20 World Cup. There are not a lot of matches between now and then. So I think both teams would be very keen to get that positive momentum in their favour. Look, I think in T20 cricket, it's very much about us concentrating on the execution of our skills. Of course, there's a bit of analysis of the opposition and an awareness of what needs to be done against particular players. But in general, it's about concentrating on our game, concentrating on our skills, getting all of that right. And if we get that right, hopefully we squeeze tight and we can put aside, as you say, that is a little bit up and down, we can squeeze tight, maybe things can work in our favour. No, I didn't see it. Our analyst is in the process of putting all the information together for the boys to have a look at, so that'll be done. We were hoping to actually have managed to do that this afternoon, but we'll have to do it a bit later. Well, I think He's a brilliant performer. He's performed everywhere in the world, and every single side has problems against him. Somebody who can bowl with that amount of control, hit a really tough length and spin the ball both ways with a good amount of disguise is a match-winning performer. So well aware that he's an important player on their side. But their bowling unit, as you mentioned, is a high-quality bowling unit. Very skillful bowlers. We did have the opportunity of playing against them not so long ago and coped reasonably well. That was in home conditions, so that helped. But we're well aware that it's going to be tough, and our players have been talking and working hard on ideas of how to counter a quality bowling attack.